You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here at the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm with Mark Workman, who's the Chief Executive of the World Blind Union. Your keynote speech yesterday, Mark, was all about the Global Digital Compact. Could you just sort of explain what that is?
The GDC, Global Digital Compact, is a document that was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly back in September of 2024. And the goal is to ensure that digital technologies are available to everyone around the world. So this is a sort of commitment that the countries of the world are making to prioritize digital technology being available and inclusive. And so you can imagine that involves a couple of things. It might involve ensuring that broadband technology or internet access is available to people around the world. It can involve digital literacy initiatives so that people understand how to get online and how to stay connected and how to stay safe when online. It might involve things like privacy commitments and cybersecurity, making sure that those things are in place. And then the last thing that I'll mention is it recognizes that digital rights are human rights, right? We now live in a world where if you are not able to get online, it really can undermine your rights and your ability to participate in society. And this is where it's really key for the disability community, because things like accessibility and assistive technology are acknowledged in the Global Digital Compact, and it gives us a nice tool for advocating for that sort of thing in our local communities.
And how do you see this tool sort of making the world more accessible, more inclusive? Because obviously, you know, in the Western world, we're very much sort of, we have technology as part of our life, but in other parts of the world, it's sort of emerging technology, isn't it?
It is, and I think that the Global Digital Compact can help in both circumstances. I, in my talk, tried to suggest that these international agreements on their own aren't necessarily going to solve all of our problems, but if we understand what these tools are and we understand how to use them, then it can do a couple of things. It can help you advocate at home to say, look, the government here has committed to this already, right? We have agreed to this, and now we need to live up to that commitment that we've made. So it can create a new tool for putting pressure. I think it can also help with creating international networks of different groups around the world so that you're no longer just working on your own, but you can tap into a community that's also trying to solve these problems. And I think that those types of things can be done whether we're talking about access to the most high-tech Braille devices or even just more basic technology like a smartphone or things like that. No matter what the sort of need is, if it's related to digital technology, then you can use the Global Digital Compact to advocate at home for access to those types of technologies.
And what role can I sort of, as the World Blind Union and us as blind and partially sighted people, play in making that more inclusive and accessible world for us all?
One of the roles that we play is trying to influence the negotiation of these agreements. So World Blind Union collaborated quite closely with another international organization called the Global Initiative for Inclusive Information and Communication Technology, called G3ICT. And they're a global organization that is promoting digital accessibility. So World Blind Union and G3ICT teamed up, and we were advocating for inclusion of disability language in the text of the Global Digital Compact. We didn't get everything we were pushing for. The text isn't perfect, but thanks to the advocacy that we did, things like referencing the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities was included in the text. And that was important because it sent a message that this text also needs to promote the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which is an important treaty for people with disabilities. So, like, that's a role that we play at that international level, working with UN agencies, with UN bodies to do that sort of thing. The average blind person, though, now that the tool has been adopted again, when you become familiar with it and the processes for reporting and monitoring, et cetera, now you can use this as just one additional tool in the toolbox, right? I don't pretend that it solves all of our problems, but why not use this tool where your country has already committed to do certain things, and now your job is to make sure that they actually follow through with those commitments. And so that's what I would say the average individual person can do, is get familiar with the agreement and look for ways that you can incorporate it into your messaging, to your advocacy efforts at home.
And is the Global Digital Compact available online? Can people view it, and can people get sort of, I suppose, au fait with what it's all about and work out how they can use it to make that impact?
You raise such a great point. It is available online, and I recognize that a tool, like a document like this, just saying, hey, check it out online, only a certain group of people is sort of going to have the sort of knowledge and interest in sort of taking that project on their own. So the next steps for the partnership that I mentioned with G3ICT and the World Blind Union is what is often just called capacity building. So we know that we now need to get out there, and this is part of why I was at this Inclusive Design for Sustainability conference, is to raise more knowledge about the Global Digital Compact. So in the coming weeks and months, you'll see webinar invitations, there'll be opportunities, we'll provide toolkits to supplement the Global Digital Compact to say, not only here's a giant PDF, you can read it and figure it out on your own. No, that's not going to help a lot of people. But if we say, here's the Global Digital Compact, here's a nice, easy to understand summary of it, here's a suggestion on different strategies you can use to incorporate this into your advocacy efforts. And if you want, you can check out this webinar where you'll hear experts talk about it, etc. So this is all work that we recognize has to happen now, is we've got the tool, it's been adopted, now let's help the community understand what it is and how they can use it.
And would the best place to go to find out more, would that be the World Blind Union website?
I would say the website and our social media are places where you can find more information. We are in the process of launching a new redesigned website, so that'll come in a little later this year. We're looking at about a May launch, but for now, we will post any sort of new information, webinar invitations, etc., on our website, wbu.ngo, or signing up to our distribution list. I'll just note that the World Blind Union, like, our members are actually organizations, not people, but we do encourage people to sign up to our mailing list, to visit our website, to follow us on social media, to stay informed on what we're doing. And we always love hearing from individuals, but our main sort of mechanism or our main membership is actually different organizations like the RNIB, who are the members of WBU.
Well, Mark, thank you very much indeed, and thank you very much for coming all the way to Glasgow for the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference, and for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much. It was great talking with you.